Hey guys, welcome to another episode. I mean, as a matter of fact, this is the first episode this year. Welcome guys and happy new year. My name is Sam and I've got with me
Oye. Happy new year, guys.
Yes, happy new year. Welcome to the first episode of the year. I mean, it's so good to be back. We hope you had lovely and an amazing holidays. Mm-hmm. Oye, tell us how you spent your holidays, please. Yeah, could you tell us?
What did I do during the holidays?
Mm-hmm. I'm saying it's a bad one.
Oh yes, I did.
I know.
Basically, I was just hanging out with family, friends. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Did I do anything out of the ordinary? I'm trying to remember, guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I went to the cinema. I went for like a couple of parties.
Mm-hmm.
I had game night, pajama night.
Nice.
Yeah, basically the usual. Nothing extra. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, spent time with family and friends. I had a lot of eating and drinking. Mm-hmm. You know, I think basically that was just eating and drinking. That's a matter of fact. Yeah, it's nice to be back. I mean, a new year again. I mean, mm-hmm. It's always interesting for me. Whenever we get into a new year, like it's a sign for many new things, you know, new year, new me, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it feels so good, I mean, to be back. And I really had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's nice to
be back.
Same here.
I mm-hmm. did enjoy myself. I was able to relax.
Mm-hmm.
Just get some other personal things done. Yeah, but hey, I'm excited to be here, guys.
That's right. Okay, guys, I'll switch you real quick to what is trending on the online space. I've got more funny news to share right here. So, somewhere in southwest region of Cameroon, right in Limbe, mm-hmm. Something interesting happened. So, if a 3-year-old coffin maker, all right, was allegedly caught in the act disconnecting IVFs in a hospital, you know, removing IVFs from patients in the hospital. So this guy, I mean, is a coffin maker.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea, right, to boost his sales, you know, he was sneaking into the hospital to remove IVF inserted into veins of cholera patients.
Wait, I'm sorry. Is it IVF or IVs?
IVs.
Because IVF, I know it's a different procedure.
The story wrote IVF.
Okay.
It's because it should be IVs actually. Because the story reads IVF. I don't know why it says IVF, but it's IVs. Yeah, I get you. Mm-hmm. So inserted into their veins, you know, cholera patients. So basically, this guy wanted them to die to boost his coffin sales. You know, like can you imagine? I'm sure the guy would have just, just sat there and thinking like, come on, I need to boost my sales. What do I need to do?
That's so wicked. Does he have a contract with the hospital to supply coffins? Because how is he so sure
they would get from
him,
right? Maybe it's the major seller in that region, southwest.
Oh, wow.
So they said Limbe is a seaside city in southwest region of Cameroon. So maybe he's
a popular coffin maker.
Or maybe he's just the nearest to the hospital, and it feels okay. If you were to look at proximity and nearness, you know, like they would always reach out to him. So it's just so funny. I'm like, come on,
totally unacceptable. I can't imagine how many people he would have killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he actually tried to flee, then was caught by the hospital security. You know, so it's just a funny story. From southwest Cameroon.
Yes, wow, what a way to start the new year for him.
I'm not kidding, I tell you, man.
Okay, guys, for me, I have an interesting story to share with you guys. So, I found this on, as usual, the space that I run away from the most, the social media platform, which is Twitter. So, a Twitter doctor, like identified as Dr. Pet King, took to the microblogging platform to relay the heartbreaking story of one of his patients recently, right? So, I'm just going to read this story to you guys. So the Dr. Pet King is a Twitter doctor, right? Let me see. I'm just trying to be Let me just read the story as is. He says, I've battled so much to avoid saying this, but I still got to say it because the guilt is enveloping me. A young man approached me here on Twitter and asked to consult with me. I gave him instructions, and after making payment, I set up a virtual consultation. It was nothing serious. He just wanted to inquire about how safe vasectomy is. He had completed his family size, a boy and two beautiful girls. I assured him that it is completely safe with no major side effects apart from mild discomfort and some bruising, which can actually be well managed. I went ahead to encourage him that it is a sacrifice he can make for his wife to spare her the clouds of disruptions associated with female hormonal contraceptives. I felt even more pity for the woman when I learned that all three children were birthed through CS, that's cesarean.
Okay, cesarean section.
The strong woman had already gone under the knife thrice. It would have been perfect if the couple had made the decision to stop procreation before the third CS. Then, immediately after moving the removing the baby, the doctor would have carried out a tubal ligation like I always do. Thereby killing two birds with one stone. And then there are no surgical risks, right? So unfortunately, their decision came way after the third pregnancy. And he said, I felt it would be inhuman, or is it inhumane?
Inhumane
to advise to send back the poor woman back under the knife for the fourth time for tubal ligation. Hence, I use every drop of saliva I mean to convince him to front for his wife this last time. And he listened to me. So this man contacted me recently without much words. He sent me the DNA paternity test results of his three children. Till today, I've not been able to reply him. I act like I'm okay, but my days are disrupted and my nights are long and cold. Last night specifically, I woke up more than seven times. All I can read on the result is probability of paternity, 0%. Probability of paternity, that's the second one, 0%. And the last one, probability of paternity, again, 0%.
Whoa. So all kids are not...
All three, he realized that he found out that all three were not his.
And now you're undergoing a vasectomy. My goodness.
Now, no, but wait, actually, let me just finish this story and then we can, you know, talk about it. So he now goes to say, gay Nigeria woman, talk about my gender. Why do you make our job so difficult? Why? He's like, I hereby withdraw every support I threw behind vasectomy.
Wow.
My dear Nigerian audience, please, vasectomy is not an option for you. Firstly, how sure are you that the children you are boasting of are truly yours? He said he's currently writing a book. I don't want to go into too much details. But you know what I'm just trying to... He goes further to say another valid suggestion, which was to do a paternity test for your children first before going under the knife. He says here, vasectomy in itself is very safe and effective. You know, anyway, he was basically lashing out on Nigerian women, you know, in
understandably.
I mean, please don't even let's go into details with all that gender stuff, because even men
It happens both ways, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no,
so to cut the long story short, three of the children, you know, after having a vasectomy, are not his. But then I feel like, honestly, I feel so bad for him. I feel like, I feel he should have done all the, you know, necessary checks. I know he won't even think.
Why would you?
I feel the doctor
is like this. Doctor should have advised him that
I think it should be like protocol for all like doctors to I think it's somehow, I'm just trying to look for an excuse, honestly.
That's a sensitive request, right? Because
it suggests, if
someone were to come to you and you then say, I think you should take a paternity test before you carry out this exercise. I think that was
crap I just said. So I take that back. Thinking about it now, That was insensitive. Thinking about it now, he wouldn't think to do, especially if he's, I mean, there's trust, right? He wouldn't think
exactly to do a test. Exactly. That's where you should start from. So the person, the individual in this case, who betrayed that trust should be the first person we should, you know, like, why? You realize that this guy was about to go for the vasectomy because there's no way he would, you know, take that decision on his own. He would, yeah, for he sure would tell his wife. I mean, it's not a decision you take on your own, right? Okay, you tell your wife, oh, you want to have this and that, and you guys would agree, you know? And then you lead this guy to have this vasectomy, and oh, come on, that's unfair.
I know. So, you know what? I hear with this story, I totally agree with you. I think it's very selfish, unfair. I mean, it's not, I mean, three whole children, come on, what are you doing? You've been, I mean, she must have been really busy, like, because three, like, 1, 2, 3. Anyway, honestly, my heart goes out to this. The it only thing that is, honestly, like, she must have really busy. Like, what have you been doing? You just, you know, don't you have anything to do with your time? Anyway, she got,
oh my goodness.
What I'm trying to say is, I don't think, like, I understand the situation, and I honestly, I feel I feel really bad for the guy. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I feel really bad. Mm-hmm. This shouldn't happen to anyone. Mm-hmm. But the way he's saying, I don't know, he feels really bad. I think because of the, you know, because he was the one that pushed for the wife and was saying, please don't do this. I mean, try to get a vasectomy done. It's not hard. It's not
harmful. So, you mean the doctor?
Yeah, the reason why I'm saying this is because now I think everything has changed. Vasectomy is not a big deal anymore. I think they can undo it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
So I'm not sure, guys. Please don't quote me anywhere. But I'm telling you, I'm not a doctor. We're not doctors, guys. We're just gisting, basically, guys.
Yeah.
So, but I think you can undo it.
Oh, well,
so I think he's just pointing out
for those concerned, for those concerned and interested. Yeah, that might be good news for you, but. As for me and my household.
your household. You serve the Lord. So we are saying
we'll
that
ride with this guy to the end. We'll ride with this guy. I'm sorry.
So it's, I mean, if your spouse says, okay.
I'm riding with this guy, man.
Yes.
I'm riding with this guy.
Okay, that's funny. So, guys, I mean, it's really heartbreaking. I mean, I feel really bad for him. I feel bad for the doctor for that, you know.
Yeah, because I'm sure he actually nudged that guy to make that decision.
The wife was under the knife three times. You know, so he thought it was
okay,
doing
do this
something.
For your wife. Exactly, do this for your wife, sort of thing.
Come on, women. Again, not just Nigerian women, African women, everybody, all women in general. It doesn't just apply to.
Everybody,
we should do better. Come on, take responsibility. I know it's not easy, but in this case, take responsibility
and stop being busy, like what you said.
And stop, you know, stop. Don't you have anymore.
She's been busy.
Anyway, what do you have
my
for us?
So something else on Twitter that got my attention, and this guy said, I'm quite selective when it comes to the food I eat, and any woman I would marry would have to go stay with my mom or sister for like 4 months to learn how to prepare my food and know my preferences. Any woman who isn't ready to learn from my mom can't be my wife.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on this one?
I mean, is this guy from maybe is this guy from the slave trade era awards? Like, he doesn't get old because I don't know what kind of me. You know what? This is a new year, and I'm not one of those people that would say new year, new me. I'm still the same me, but however, I want to be better version
my
of
goodness.
Myself.
Oh, nice shit. I got that.
So not new year, new me. A better version of myself. However, for me, it won't work. But if it rocks your boat, like if you feel and if your partner doesn't have any problem whatsoever with it at all, please go ahead. You know, if it works for you. But personally, if you ask me, have you seen that Instagram, that TikTok reel where they're like, me?
Yeah.
This doesn't apply to Oyenda at all. I don't think it's necessary. I mean,
so
you could teach.
So you wouldn't go. You wouldn't go
to go and stay there for 4 months to learn how to feed you.
No, not just to feed him, his preferences.
I also have preferences. So, are you saying that after going to your mother's house?
Like, what do you even mean by preferences? What does that even mean?
Wait, Sam. So, are you saying that after going there to stay there for 4 months just to learn how to serve you or cook for you, is he going to go to my own mother's house to stay there for another 4 months?
Well, that's a very good question.
So this is where Sam comes in and says double standards. Guys, Sam hates double standards.
Oh yeah. I don't like, no, true. Yeah, to be honest, like, yeah, because you keep things fair, actually.
We're in the 21st century. Nobody does that anymore. Like, I can go there I can go there once in a while and she can just, you know, chip it and say, when you come, let me help you, let me show you. This is a nice recipe. Of course. I mean, I'll be happy to learn. But for me, for that particular reason,
leave go my there for that 4 months of
my my life, my entire existence, to go and sit down to cook and learn how to serve you. I mean, you must be joking.
Absolutely. I do agree. I don't know what the guy is on, man. Yeah,
agree, right?
And funnily, I'm sure some ladies will slide into his DM and, like, you know.
That's what I'm saying. That personally doesn't work for me. But if it works, that's what I'm saying. There's some women that don't mind, you know.
Yeah, actually.
There's some women that don't. It's not a bad thing, guys. Please listen, guys. It's not a bad thing. It all boils down to communication, understanding. If you and your spouse have spoken about it, and your spouse doesn't see anything wrong in going to live with your mom for 4 months to learn how to serve you or cook for you, it's okay. But I'm just saying, me personally, it's not something. I mean, he can also teach me, right? I could go there once in a while, and anytime I go there, I can just, you know, we can just chip it in and learn one or two.
Yeah.
But for me to, you know, take my whole 4 months and invest it in feeding and serving I'm sorry, it doesn't work for me.
And it goes ahead to say, I mean, these are the reasons marriage of the old days, I mean, lasts longer than modern days. Women treat the men as kings and worship them. You know,
so someone
dropped the comment like, I think you should learn from them and teach your wife on how you want things to be. That was what someone said, you know.
Yeah, why does your mom have to teach? Can't you teach her the recipe that you feel that, you know, kind of food you want to eat, how you want to be served? Tell your wife, talk to your wife. Why does your wife have to go to your mom?
Yeah, is this a man teaching a woman how to cook? That's a taboo.
That
the
guy
man has
must
no
be,
business with the kitchen.
Please, guys, I've said it. You get better me. But if I come across that kind of dude, maybe in a public space where, you know, people are just conversing, chilling, having drinks, with that kind of mentality, I'm gonna, you know, go for lash him straight. Like, no, not lash, but, you know, those are the kind of conversation. That's where you find me defending my gender, because this is the 21st century. Nobody does that anymore. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
Please, let's talk about something else. It doesn't look like I'm not taking offense to you, like, guys, like I said, if it rocks your boat,
by all
go
means.
Ahead. But you see, Onyin's boat, that boat won't sail.
Anyway. You threw him out of the boat.
No, I won't throw him out of the boat. But my spouse will say that. If you know me very well,
that. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, so guys, another interesting topic I came across somebody said, a popular influencer said, ugly men take good care of women.
Really?
Serve somebody breakfast. Anyway, let me just read.
Really? Okay.
So this influencer opined that men that are not good looking take better care of women. She said, ugly men. She said, I have met and dated ugly guys before, and they had money, because you cannot be ugly with no money. I feel like,
really? Wait, where is this girl from? Where is she from?
She's from Ghana.
She can't be Nigerian. I
feel like if you want to date me, first, you need to meet me at a public place like a restaurant or a lounge. I hate being hooked up by someone. You also need to get my attention by having nice teeth. If your teeth is not nice, I can't talk to you. I can't date short guys because I'm always on 6 inches, and you need to have lots of money. Obviously, this person must be very clueless. This person must be very, very clueless. Guys, I said new year, new me. Don't be posting things that will make me cook for you. I don't understand. I mean, new year, better me.
Oh, he's going to change it for you guys.
No, not changing. But I mean, what kind of?
He's getting infuriated already.
No, not that. Like, but it just, you know, it's not nice when my gender is posting stuff like this. Now it feels like, I mean, where's your IQ level? How can you put this as the standard? How can you put? She has a list, obviously. And her list is, you can't be short because she wears 6-inch heels, which doesn't make any sense. You can't, if you're ugly, you will take care of me. You've not seen an ugly guy that has money that will beat the hell out of you, die of five minutes, destroy. Is that what you want? Because, I'm reading this and this is absolute trash.
Yeah, she's shallow-minded, apparently.
Yeah, first of all, me and this kind of person, we can never be friends. We can't even have conversations or anything like that because where would you even find me? No. That your criteria is you must have nice teeth. So if he has nice teeth and he can't engage in intellectual conversations, or he can't even help you, assist you, support you.
Yeah, or he can't even get busy, like when he says.
I don't know about that. This new year, better me.
No, getting busy is part of being better. You should get better at being busy.
I don't know what that means, but guys,
you started it.
We're talking about another topic. What has getting busy got to do with it?
No, it's part of it. You were talking about things that, I mean, you should consider. I mean, so for example, see what happened to the guy now, you know, with the vasectomy. So it's something you should consider, yeah? Getting busy is part of things, you know, the woman needs, you know, so it's part of things.
I don't know what Sam is talking about. That's his own criteria. I don't know. But what I'm saying... what I'm trying to tell you here, guys. Okay, let's be serious. No, like all jokes, you know, apart and stuff.
Right, yeah.
Please, you know, if you're gonna be with someone for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. Have sensible, you know, I mean, what's the word, Samuel? Please help me here. Have sensible what?
Criteria. Sensible.
Yes. Let your criteria be sensible. Don't give a long list of what you're not. If you don't have good teeth, don't say you're looking for someone that has good teeth. Do you have good teeth? If you know you don't have money, don't say I'm looking for someone that has so much money. Do you have that amount you're asking for? Does your father have that amount you're asking for? I mean, please be considerate. Don't bring out a very long list of things you know that you are not. This is 2023.
But by the end of the day, well, first, I think she's entitled to her opinion, for sure. And second, I think, to be fair, I mean, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. Yeah.
Yeah.
We really do not know if she has good teeth. We really do not know if she has lots of money. And, but at the end of the day, if you think about it, some of the things, right, at the end of the day, there are certain things when we as humans tend to like people or get attracted to people, you know, there are some things that we do want that are a bit subjective in nature. Right. Mm-hmm. So you know, sometimes, right, we have things that are logical, like you want this person to be this way, maybe a responsible person, right? But there's some things that you just fancy in it.
Yeah, there's some things that people are sexually attracted to, or like
exactly
like,
that's just subjective. You just can't explain it. Yeah.
No, but the thing is,
so for example, some people get crazy with people with gap tooth. Yeah, like some people just like it just gets them crazy. Yeah, and it's
maybe
it's similar to what she's saying, like I have good teeth. Do you get so the point I'm making is sometimes at the end of the day we do have a certain form of bias, you know, to the opposite sex that may not make sense in some quarters.
To
when
everyone,
some people say exactly when they say it, they were like, what are you saying? Like, come on, what are you saying? Does it make sense to you? So again, she's entitled to her opinion, and I wish her the very best.
You just made a very valid point, but
that's what I always do.
This person,
what do you mean?
No, you don't do that in all cases. But in this case, he did. So, guys, I'm just kidding. I'm pulling his leg. Anyway, so this person is actually a Ghanaian influencer, right? So she's popular, right? So that's why I'm saying these people, they have. See, I understand that. Yes, you have your own. You should have your own list, or there are things that, you know, take you as a man or a woman, blah, 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 blah. But the thing is, also request for things that you can, you know, you can also bring to the table. You can boast that, okay, yes, this is lead by example. Let people see that, okay, yes, that even like when they see you, they're like, oh yeah, this kind of person will not. Don't go and ask for things that you're not, or make requests that you don't really.
Yeah, set standards you can live by. Yeah.
Yes, and also lead by example, right? Because there are a lot of people that will see this. There are a lot of like youngins and you know, people that will see this and be like, okay, maybe I should start dating an
ugly guy. Maybe that's the standard.
Ugly guy, that maybe an ugly guy will take care of me. And I don't know why she's even saying ugly guy. What's your definition? Besides, we don't even know her definition of an ugly guy. What she might be terming as ugly might be someone,
maybe someone that doesn't have good dentition or something. Yeah, maybe that's since she loves good teeth.
At this point, I give up. Like I said, everyone, you know, is entitled to their opinion. So shout out to whoever the strokes, influencer is. I definitely don't agree with your point of view, but I don't have anything against it either.
For sure. So that's what we have on the trending space this week. We hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be going on a short break and we'll be coming back with an interesting topic, the very first one for the year. So sit tight, do not talk with that dial, kick your feet up and let's do this.
Let's do this.
Jiggy. No.
Bad.
Oh, no.
Bada.
Ulama, I dare on my tento. And I don't tell you tired, make we day like a straku. Oh, and we go back to the time when this love is share better. You know I love you, but I'm always on the road. Can't lie, you put me in the mood, and I know you want that too. And I carry shoulder down for you, do I want my be me car? And you don't make my spine loose.
Come on, don't make my spine loose.
I don't carry shoulder down for you, do I want my be me car?
Mama.
I know you know easy to understand me. You know I love you, but I'm always on the road. Girl, like you put me in the mood, and I know you want that too. And I carry shoulder down for you, do I want my be me back? I don't make my spine loose.
Mama, I don't make my spine loose.
I don't carry shoulder down for you, do I want my be me
back?
Mama, why?
Guys, welcome back to another segment. On this episode, let's get candid.
That's right.
So we have a really, you know, nice topic for you guys today. Since we're starting off with the, you know, new year and everything, we're going to be talking about new year resolutions, guys. So what's your opinion, guys? What do you guys think? Are new year resolutions myth or reality? For those of you that don't know what like a new year resolution is, it's just like how would I put this, like a promise to do something differently in the like in the year, right?
Yeah, a resolve.
Yeah So like if I'm to give you examples, they're really like they're common new year resolutions. For some people want to, you know, maybe eat healthy more, exercise more, stop smoking, you know, maybe try to cut down their social life, or it could be anything really. It's just like it's a personal thing. So what is your new year resolution, Sam? You want to share?
For me, to be honest, earlier when I said new year, new me, right, I was actually being sarcastic. Like for me, I just regardless, I try to, like, I do not think you mm-hmm. need to wait for a new year to set new goals first, right? I think it's a continuous process, right? So you should continually evaluate where you stand, what you think you should do better. You don't have to wait for a new year. So that for starters. Secondly, I think for me, yeah, first, there are a couple of things I think I believe I can do better. So, for example, I think so. Yeah, last year I set a target for myself in terms of number of books I would read. I would increase my tally, right? So, because I love reading books, yeah, mm-hmm. and so I was like, I would increase the tally, you know, build a small library, you know, So it's just one of the things, but it's just a bit. So, for me, I don't know how much reading you love to do. For some people, they love ebooks. For me, I'm a paperback type of guy.
We can tell.
Why?
Okay, I don't know, guys. Some of you haven't seen Sam. If you know Sam with glasses, he looks like a complete filling the gap.
No, wait, hold on.
Like, have you seen? Sam, you need to see him position his glasses.
No, I only wear. Wait. If you
are they reading glasses?
Yeah, a bit of both, not just reading glasses. Reading glasses, but usually like. Not like, so I wouldn't say I wear glasses, actually. No, I wouldn't agree with that. Yeah, before they start, you know, looking at me like a nerd. No, so
wearing glasses doesn't make you a nerd. What are you saying?
It doesn't make you a nerd. I did not say it does make you a nerd. I said it makes you look like a nerd, right? But that aside, I think I should just clarify for the purpose of clarity. I wear glasses like when I'm working in front of a computer. Yeah, I do wear glasses, like usually, yeah. But not like if I were to step outside, like you see me in glasses, no.
That's why I said reading glasses. Of course, when you step outside, it's not like you're reading on the road or whatever.
Yeah, so, but again, I do not want to just say they're mainly reading glasses. That's why I said no. Yeah, so they're not, technically, it's not just reading. Yeah, it's not just reading. Okay. But yeah, that's by the way. Anyway, so the point I was making was, yeah, to read more books. Yeah, and I'm a paperback kind of guy, you know, so... trying to order the books and all that, sometimes it just gets me, you know, like I just get lazy, you know, getting that done and all that. But yeah, some books that I've not read. I mean, like I got these books maybe 2 or 3 years back. I still have them in my library that I've still not touched. So yeah, one of my key objects, even if it's one page, right? 2 pages, you know, just, yeah. I mean, do more reading. Yeah, I think that one is... really, really major for me, you know. Like I think like I remember how I felt, you know, in the days I read a lot, you know, like I'm an avid reader. So yeah. And what else? Just to get the bread, man. Yeah, I think that's the main thing. Get the bread. Get that bread. Yeah. So I think that for me, again, as I said, because I saw something interesting online as well, like some people, you know, all these memes where people say, like, can we just I've made a mistake already, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's very hilarious. Yeah, so again, the point is I do not think it's all well and good, right? I mean, mm-hmm. a new year actually gives you that opportunity to reassess a couple of things, a lot of things you want to do, right? But I do not think you should only limit that to a new year, right? Because then if you have that set in your head, you then, so just like those guys saying, let us restart the year, like, come on, you can you know, reevaluate your stance and make changes as necessary, right? So you do not have to wait for the beginning of the year to make changes. So just reevaluate them and do as much as you can, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I understand what you're saying and I understand your point of view, Samuel. But what I'm trying to say is that for what you just said, there are people that it's not like they don't want to for it to be a habit, or for it, not habit, it's not like they don't want that thing or that goal to be like part of their daily life. For instance, exercising or eating healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, every time I'm always saying it, that
yeah, I know that you
healthy, I want to exercise.
That's see, the brain guys, of when I start like this,
in another 1 month, I'll just fall off the wagon. Not because I want to, but I don't know.
Yeah, I know that's the pain of your existence.
I have insatiable needs when it comes to food. Like, I have insatiable needs when it comes to. Look at me. I know the kind of words that gets that. Look at me, just like everything.
No, that's not. See, you see, calm down.
Listen, guys.
You always see. See, you're the one always thinking. I don't even know what you're. It's food I was talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
But why did you say, and you just
because,
interrupted everything?
No, hold on. Because I was going to refer to your company event that you had, that you were eating everything, right? That's what I was going to refer to. Like, you see, I was trying to make a point that you see, that Oyin loves to eat. Now, there you have it. So, I don't know why.
Okay, yes. Thank you for explaining.
You see, you're the one always wanting to get busy. You always wanting.
I don't understand what you mean. You know? I don't know what the definition of busy is, but guys, so like I said, I have like insatiable needs when it comes to food. Like, I love Alfredo pasta. Mm-hmm. I love bread. And guys, my bread, like me eating bread, I don't mean one kind of bread. Like, I like.
Is it brioche or bread?
Both. Every kind of. See, I like buns, brioche buns. I like baguettes, you know, the French bread. I like sliced bread, freshly baked. I'm all sorts of.
And I get bread, everything.
You know? So the thing is, it's just like a guilty pleasure. I don't know what to do. When I say I'm not going to eat it, after a while, I just fall back again. So that just because people say, oh, it's my new year resolution, it's not like. It's just because it's a new year and that's what that goal is. No, a lot of them might have been wanting to do that thing, but you know, have not been able to achieve it.
Yeah, but why wait for the new year though?
They're not waiting for the new year. They're just telling you what's part of the goal that they have. It's not that they waited for the new year to achieve it. To think that, oh, that is the goal I want. No. They just want to be intentional about it and say, okay, this thing, I want to do more of it this year.
Anyway, yeah, but for me, to be honest, I think more often than not, like only a very few, right, eventually meet those targets they eventually set. A very few. So, which is why I think the ultimate thing is to try and get it, make it a habit, right? You know, like a ritual part of your life.
Yes.
You know, that way, that way, then, I mean, sticks and, you know, it becomes routine. And yeah. But for sometimes, it's just because and a lot of people just have some lofty resolutions, to be honest, like, you know, say I want to do this, I want to, you know, like building castles in the air, like you want to do this, like be realistic with your goals, for crying out loud, you know. Don't set targets that you just, you know, even I mean the target itself is overwhelming enough, you know, to even scare you from even attempting, you know. So I think you should be realistic with your targets or your resolutions, you know, whatever you want to achieve, you know, and keep them smart.
I agree with you, Simon, which actually brings me to one thing I usually do. Excuse me. And it will help every one of you guys.
Okay.
So, I do set, there's something called SMART. So I do set SMART goals. It's like it's just a framework I use, right? So SMART means, why are you laughing? So SMART means.
No, hold on. So, like, you know, I was patiently waiting for what, like, you know, the thing you will tell us. See, you're saying it like everyone knows SMART, for crying out loud. The way you're saying,
don't say that. How do you know everyone? No, there's one special thing you want to tell us.
Like, SMART means
that.
Like this would help you guys.
Not
in your
everybody
life.
Knows. Don't assume that everybody knows that.
Don't come here condescending, please. Like, just say there's something I want to share. Don't come here like, this something will really help you. Help who?
Guys,
like,
please ignore this guy. So those of you that don't know that it will help, that's what I say here. Please leave them leaving me. You don't corner. So like I was saying, there are SMART goals that you can also set for yourself, right? SMART means specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and, you know, the last one is time sensitive. So in terms of being specific, you know, for your resolution, just, you know, be specific with what you want to achieve, what you want to do. If it's smoking, you want to quit, put it there. I want to quit smoking. I want to be healthy. I want to eat better. I want to work on my social life. I want to go out more to meet people. Just be specific with your goal. Then, now, the M, move down to the M. It has to be measurable, right? It has to make sense. Right. So you have to quantify your resolution if possible, right?
Yeah, 5 pounds per month.
Yeah, so measurable in the sense that you will say, okay, within 2-3 months, I want to lose 10% of my body weight, or I want to lose, you know, just let it be something that, like, let it be measurable so that you can work towards it, and, you know, you have ginger now when you start seeing results and stuff like that. So let it also be attainable. Please be very realistic with your goal, which is something that, you know, Samuel just said. Don't go over, but do something that you know that is within your capacity, right?
You can achieve. Yeah.
Then let it be relevant, you know. Keep it simple, keep it relevant, prioritize it's also mm-hmm. better to prioritize what you think that you really, really need. It's what you should start off with. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing I'll say, be time sensitive, guys. Mm-hmm. You have to be time sensitive. Set a time frame that you want to achieve that goal, you know, so that you can have a deadline, so you can walk towards that deadline and say, oh, within 1 month, I want to do this. Within 2 weeks, it could be anything. Nobody can, basically, whatever works for you, but it could be anything. So, guys, if you use a smart approach, trust me, it will definitely work out for you.
Okay.
I'm also talking to myself, guys.
Exactly. I was just about to ask.
I'm also talking to myself because trust me, with this eating thing, that breathing, if it has worked out, I've said, guys, I use this smart approach. No. Of course, it's not like. Nobody is perfect, and I'm not going to feed you guys a lie and say, no.
You need not do that. We know you're far from it. Go ahead.
What? Out, Samuel. Out. Once you see the nonsense he says to me, 1-0, 1-0. No worries. Ouch. I'll take my L. Anyway, so guys, like I said, just use the smart goal approach, and you should be good to go.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So for me, you know, I wouldn't come here, you know, condescending, like when you say
too much.
So there's a concept I also want to share that has helped me, and I actually find it quite interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, it's called habit stacking, right? Now, what does this mean? Now, so first, establish and identify a habit you have in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. So let's say. So, for example, me, like every morning, right, I say my prayers. I take like a glass of water, you know, every morning. So, like a couple of things I do, like as a routine on a daily basis, right? So, try to establish things that you can, you know, point out to that. Okay, this you do every day, right? This you do every day. That you do every day. So, for example, of course, you brush, you have your bath, you know, things like that. Now, once you identify the habit, right, then find, so for example, in your case, let me see, you want to lose weight, yeah? Now, then find, so let's say you want to lose weight by doing push-ups, for example, right? Then, after a habit you know you always have to do on a daily basis, then stack that new target on that habit. So then it then becomes a routine alongside that habit. So what that means is, for example, in my case, right, I take a glass of water every morning, right? Then, you know, every morning you always do that. Right after you, so then you then want to build a new habit, right? Which is maybe do your push-ups so you can eventually drop weight, right? Mm-hmm. Then, right after having your glass of water, ensure every morning, right afterwards, you do your push-ups. Right, immediately afterwards you do your push-ups, then what that then you then build another habit on a habit, so you then have two habits eventually. So basically it's training yourself to build a habit on a habit. So I found that quite interesting, to be honest. Like, once you habit, just build one on top of it and just try to build that consistency, and eventually you then find that at the end of the day you then have two habits, you know, that then go together, you know, that would help you. So I think I found that concept interesting, and I've tried it and it does work. Yeah, so that's one thing I would love to share. Now that we're done sharing, could you tell us, please, so what New Year resolutions do you have? Would like to know.
Oh, so my New Year resolutions. Okay, I want to, like I said, I actually mentioned it once or twice here. I said I want to, you know, exercise more, lose a bit of weight, eat healthy, socialize more. Yeah, I do want to socialize more, meet more people, try new things. I want to travel.
Oh, the good life.
I want to try, food, different types of food from different places. I just want to meet people. I want to, you know, interact more. So forget like all these yarns that we do here, guys. I'm not a social butterfly like that. So I want to, you know, interact more, socialize, meet people, just let people in, basically.
That's nice. So, and using your, so you have all this like in your smart, in quotes, right, list, you have everything set out in your smart target, yeah? This Okay, nice, nice. Okay, good. Good stuff for you then. Good stuff for you. So, guys, please let us know what your new resolutions are. Do you actually believe them? Do you believe they are myths, or do you think they're real? Do you think they actually do work, guys? We'd love to know what you think about this. Mm-hmm. Share your opinions with us. Let us know what you consider your resolutions. Maybe we just add them to ours, right? Because for me, I just like, I mean, live life the way. Like, two things are constant, yeah, for me. I think one, as I said previously, is just try to read more, you know. Every year I always also say this, like, draw closer to God, you know, it's always good. And get the bag, man. Yeah, always buy ways when you can.
Very important.
Yeah, so you can enjoy the best of life, you know.
Yeah,
I think that's it for me. So yeah, let us know what you think, guys. And
yes, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Engage us and keep the conversation going on our Instagram page. You know what it is already. At Elan Radio, ELANRADIO. Would love to know. Please let us know, guys. And also, you can reach us to us via email, loelanradio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts, your views, and opinions, guys. And we'll always acknowledge them, by the way. So, guys, reach out to us. Let us know. Are you one of those guys that have broken your resolution yet? I mean, like, you want the year to be restarted. Let us know, guys. we might do something about that for you. Maybe we'll restart it for you. You never know.
I don't know about that, but guys.
You never know. So let us know, please.
Yeah, guys, let us know. There are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. So on this note, guys, you're listening to me as usual. It's your girl Oyenda, and I'm officially signing out.
Yeah, and it's your boy Sam again, guys. Happy New Year. Sending you kisses and hugs.
Okay, Sam's in a good mood today.
What do you mean? I mean,
it's a good mood.
New Year. We need to show love now. We need to show love. Let's share the love. Let's share the love, guys. So Sam sending you kisses and hugs, guys. Thank you, and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Bye.